Hi everyone, it's Alex. The episode you're about to listen to is actually our final mini episode before we officially start season one. Yay! Season one, episode one, The Disappearance of Chip Romero, part one, is coming out on the 8th of April 2022, and we're all very excited for you to hear it. In other news, there's a trailer for Memazine at the end of this episode, and we're now going to hear from Stoker Leopold, who edits both Memazine and The Children of Room 56.
Thanks, Alex. Memazine is a science fiction podcast set in the 1960s retro future. It's about unethical science and what's outside isn't quite out of mind. We just finished season one and are now starting the production of season two. I, for one, can't wait to edit it. You can listen to it on all podcast services and enjoy the ride. If you like The Children of Room 56, I guarantee that you will love Memazine. And now, back to Alex.
Make sure you stay right until the end of the episode to listen to the Memazine trailer, and check out the podcast after you've finished this episode. It's very good, I promise. But for now, on with the episode.
Remind me why you're recording this.
Memories.
That's a lie.
Blackmail.
That's more accurate.
You always end up saying something hilarious. I want to be able to hear it again.
And by hilarious, you mean...
Oh, astoundingly embarrassing.
Thought so.
I personally always assume everything Sam does is for blackmail purposes.
Nikki. Could you please stop messing with the dice?
Sorry, you put something in front of me. I'm gonna mess with it.
Sam, you are not going to record hours of us playing just so you have a record of one stupid thing one of us said.
Yes, I am!
Yes, she is.
Is this because you want a recording of Chip saying, "Trans rats, baby," whenever he rolls well?
No. That's not why, but that'll be easier for me to record since he says it every single time. No, it's because I want a recording of Nikki saying, "That really dungeons my dragons."
Okay. You know what? I'll give you that one now for free, okay? That really dungeons my dragons.
Sam, stop encouraging him, please. Nick, are you dressed as your character?
Oh, yes I am. Thank you for finally noticing.
I thought so. I just wasn't quite sure.
What took you so long to figure it out? I've been doing this for a while.
Well, this is quite similar to how you normally dress. I don't think you can expect us to notice a difference.
I mean, Alistair is just a cooler version of him.
Oh, you're one to talk. I haven't seen a more obvious self-insert character since the time you named an NPC after yourself and made her the coolest lesbian warrior in the land.
Hey! Moss the Barbarian holds a completely separate identity from me. And are you saying I'm not a cool lesbian?
Sure, and I'm certain that Moss the Barbarian has absolutely no relation to Sam Moss.
At least her name was actually good.
What's wrong with Alistair Sparrow?
You know I mean the middle name.
What's the middle name?
Fear not God, for I killed him.
Ah.
Yeah.
It's like one of those old Puritan names, except I put a blasphemous spin on it.
I still hate it.
You killed off my last character with werebees. I have every right to name my character something that will aggravate you. You brought this on yourself, Samantha.
I'm gonna hunt Alistair Sparrow for sport. And when I find him, when I find him, Nick, I will debone him like a trout.
No, that's just mean.
No, you don't understand, good sir. I'm gonna make Mr. Alistair fear not God, for I killed him, Sparrow's life, a living nightmare, Nick. I'm going to put him in so many awful situations, all because you gave him the worst middle name I have ever heard.
We have got to stop asking Sam to DM.
But she's so good at it.
Every day, she wakes up and chooses violence.
Which makes it exciting. Duh.
Every day, she wakes up and chooses violence specifically towards my character.
Maybe you should have thought about that before you gave him an awful name.
Okay, that's unfair to an extent. I named my character Linguini Ratatouille and Noah batted an eyelid.
Or my character, you know, Guinevere Spork.
And I don't see anyone talking about Chip and Evan. And they have the worst naming skills out of all of us.
Hey, Chip named himself.
Yeah, and he named himself Chip of all things. And then named his water ganassi Aquafresh McAllister.
I actually like that name.
Oh, of course, that's the one you like.
I bet you like Ralphonso Milk, too.
It's growing on me. This doesn't get back to Evan, though. He can't know I like his character's name.
Your secret's safe with us.
Where are they, by the way? They said they were going to be here 10 minutes ago.
They probably got distracted by a dog or something.
Wouldn't be the first time.
They better have good dog pictures for me. That's the only way I'll forgive them.
Well, I'm sure they will. They always do.
Yeah, but there was one time that they didn't, and...
Evan?
Hey, are you okay, Ev?
I don't...
What's wrong, Evan?
Chip, I don't...
Where's Chip?
He's gone. He didn't meet me at the park last night, and today I went to pick him up, and his mum, she said he never came home. She hasn't seen him since yesterday. He's gone, Fred. He's just gone.
Sam, stop recording.
But this is...
Now.
Okay, Evan. Alright. Shh. So sit down. Sit down. It's going to be fine. We'll look for him. We'll find him. It's going to be fine.
The Children of Room 56 is distributed free of charge by the Listless Network under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. This episode was written and directed by Alex Abrahams. It was edited by Gray Kilgour, with theme music composed by Jordan Hendrickson and art by Samantha Cook. The script editors for this episode were Chloe Peterson and Jordan Hendrickson. In today's episode, you heard the voices of
Tam Silverman as Sam Moss,
Moira Juliet Scott as Calliope Morris,
Eden J. Storm as Freddie Shaw,
Sean Timboken Flowers as Nikki Dixon,
Alex Abrahams as Evan Pierce. You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and Tumblr at Room56Pod, you can email us at thechildrenofroom56@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate it.
Today the mean man with the glasses gave me a lobotomy.
Would you please take this seriously? This is a scientific recording device. I take it you're familiar with the guidelines of your sentence, seeing as you agreed to come here of your own volition.
That's a pretty generous term.
Well, point being, you're here now, and I don't believe your feelings have much of an effect on your situation. You took the deal. You transferred to Nemesine. What's done is done.
Hello, police. Where should I commit a crime? Could you direct me to a good place to rob, please?
Given the lack of successes in this area from my predecessor, Dr. Dent, and the fact that we don't have access to any of the pre-existing research in this
because
field...
Because we're working in a space prison!
Because we're working in a space prison. I'm not expecting any major breakthroughs.
Namazan, coming to all podcast streaming platforms on July 17th. Remember where you are.